Welcome to Planning Phase Syndicate, X-Wing version. Tonight we have episode 144. Where is X-Wing? We don't know. We don't know where X-Wing is. We still haven't even gotten an announcement of where, what will be the Michigan GT, or what will be the GTs, other than the few that have announced. So what we decided is we wanted to have a group conversation with the guys tonight, and we debated on whether we should air this live, whether we should just pre-record it. And what I really wanted to do is I wanted to bring the guys together to kind of talk a little bit about the future of our X-Wing version of the show. So joining me tonight on the mic is the bench warmer himself, Mr. Alex. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing okay. You know, just not mentally prepared for this. So we're ready. Let's go.
All right. And also joining me is JJ, the new lion. How are you tonight, sir?
Doing right. Still enjoying online X-Wing for the time being. There's hasn't been any tournaments in the area as of late. Since World, there's been quite a lot of a lull in the game so far, unfortunately, which is kind of sad. But yeah, still enjoying the game.
Yeah, that is fair. So, you know, obviously we had some great stuff this week. You know, we were changing our locals up a little bit, and we're going to try some new format where we play four lists. I'm still not playing CIS. Well, there you go. I'm just going to state that I've officially retired CIS until they make a points change. And I will also say that, like, I will probably, I don't know, I haven't talked to Greg yet, but I'm probably going to drop out of the Nickel City League, because I don't want to get stuck playing Separatists again. I just do not, I've really had it with the Separatists. Like, I would probably play again if, like, I could be guaranteed that I wouldn't have to play Separatists, but I'm just really burnt out on playing and, like, having to, like, put extra effort in to defeat it. So that brings us obviously to the topic of our show tonight, right? Where's X-Wing? Where is it? I don't know where it is. I can't seem to find it. I can see little pockets of it. I can see we still have a very thriving online community, but I haven't heard anything from AMG. And so I thought it would be a good idea to get together, because it seems very silly of me, like, and we seem to be very inconsistent on what we're doing. And I know we've taken over and started some unlimited stuff. And I apologize, because, like, I just don't have anything to talk about with X-Wing, like, outside of maybe online leagues. That's it. Like, we don't have anything. Like, they haven't even announced, other than what, two GTs have been announced. It's what, May, I don't know, what is it today? Today is May 19th. We were told that by May 15th, we would have the announcement, and where is it? So I don't know about you guys, but I think what I wanted to do is I wanted to kind of come on tonight and talk about, because I have so many good memories from X-Wing. And for me, what's I'm having a really hard time with right now is finding the desire to play and keep playing and keep podcasting when we're not getting just not only content, but we're also not getting any information. It's like AMG has just put us behind this little wall that says, oh, you're the new Armada. And maybe that should have been the title of the episode, X-Wing's the new Armada. I don't know. I hate saying that, but that's how I feel right now. And I don't want to be really negative about it. And I don't want to come off as this, you know, some guy that's all pious is just saying, oh, blah, 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 I can fix this. I'm not saying I can fix anything. I just am saying is I know my personality. I know my animosity right now towards AMG and their lack of communication and their lack of skill. And I'm having a hard time wanting to keep going and say, let's have a weekly podcast or even a bi-weekly podcast when they're giving us no new content. So we got together with the guys and we talked a little bit about this for a couple of weeks now of how do we keep this podcast going for X-Wing, right? Like, how do I keep presenting X-Wing information unless we get new information? And what we've decided is we're going to put the podcast for the X-Wing portion of this on hiatus until we get new information. And I don't say this lightly, because this has been a very large part of my life for the last year and a half, almost 2 years now. And I'll, again, if you could go all the way back to the origins of the show, I was very reserved in starting a podcast about a board game after going through what happened with Destiny. So one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to get the guys back together, kind of talk a little bit publicly about our thoughts, kind of, you know, talk about what we feel the future looks like for our X-Wing podcasting and kind of go from there. So I'll kick it over to JJ. JJ had, I guess technically JJ has been the longest with me so far. So JJ, what was your thoughts and kind of, you know, what are you feeling about
this? Well, unfortunately, you know, the silence from AMG, at least just letting us know that, you know, that there are updates on the way, whether it be for store championship kits or any sort of points update has been lacking, unfortunately. And that unfortunately has caused a lot of my local players to really not pursue the game as much. I find a lot of my locals are preferring to turn their Star Wars days where they would go into play to go play Star Wars Unlimited. And you know what? That's okay, right? Because, you know, we can definitely enjoy, you know, other games together, and Star Wars Unlimited is a very, very fun game. If you haven't tried it out, I definitely highly suggest it. It's a very fun game to get into if you're able to find cards and such. But ultimately, you know, we do get the occasional new player that wants to try out the game, and we try to help them out. But for veteran players that have been playing the same few lists for the last year, there's not much else to do. And it's much worse, especially if you're a CIS player or you're a new trilogy player like Resistance or FO. You know, you've had nothing, no content for over a year, and it's very difficult to maintain interest when that happens. The other part of it too is, you know, not having a level of competitive play which we've enjoyed in the past year. You know, they did advise us that, you know, they would be still reviewing applications for GTs, but that won't come out until next month at this point. And beyond that, there's no other word for it. So it's very difficult for people to, you know, steadily enjoy the game without having something new to play. I mean, yeah, sure, we still have all those scenario packs that we have, you know, like Battle of Endor and such that, you know, you could play, but the competitive aspect, I think, is what makes it really fun. I mean, yes, there are still local tournaments that happen, although I could say that our last local tournament that was supposed to happen for this month ended up being canceled because, again, there was just not enough interest for people wanting to play the game without, you know, something new to really, you know, make it interesting. And we're trying a new format as well. We're trying out doubles, but unfortunately, again, just not enough signups. So it's really indicative of what's happened so far with the game. And, you know, we wish there would be more that we can do in order to keep the game going. And, you know, as a person who likes to try to help out newer players to play, you know, I'll always enjoy that part in doing it and, you know, going out to play with newer players and teaching them the game. But I do miss having tournaments with my locals and having fun with them and, you know, getting to try out new stuff with new points and seeing how they do versus, you know, other lists. So,
Alex, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, JJ put it, you know, very well. Just, you know, even with like how I make stuff, right, which is like super crazy off the wall, I'm just not even enough there for me to be like interested. It's been mostly the same stuff for kind of a year. Like, I mean, we had a little bit of a points update and we had Endor come out, but like, that's not, dude, like, we don't even need like a complete points overhaul, just like something or some news of, we'll get back to you guys in 3 months or something, right? Like something to hold on to. Just it's just kind of rough right now. It's, I mean, it doesn't help that like Unlimited is, you know, really big, at least in my scene. So like, that's what mostly I've been playing, that has really random crazy deck building stuff, which I've always enjoyed. So it's just frustrating that this game that's, you know, a huge part of my life for like at least 7 years now is just like, well, maybe we'll get something eventually, one of these days, we'll see.
And it feels very unceremonious, right? Like,
yeah,
if AMG is done with the game and say, you know what, X-Wing is a complete game, you know, at least there'll be some catharsis there, you know, be like, you know, it's sad that it's come down to its end. And, you know, we can move on from there. Right. But unfortunately we don't even have that. And that's that being in limbo, I think, is what has the most people frustrated.
It's just, there's literally nothing to talk about. Right. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there's very few local tournaments and there's not many crazy new innovations in list building. And there's like nothing by us in Michigan. Like no one's going to run tournaments or like weekly play. Like no one's even like shout out, just be like, hey, I kind of want to play a game. I know, at least on this side of the coast. I know, Tanner, I think you guys are still
doing your
own thing.
Yeah, we do still have a little bit of a group. So it's not as big as it was last year, but yes, we do.
And you were looking in like alternate formats too, right? Like no one over here is like putting the effort in to do any of that stuff. So just kind of frustrating that there's just nothing to do or talk about. And as much fun as like online leagues are, they also still get very boring.
Yeah. And that's what I found with the Nickel City thing. Like, is I'm playing CIS and I can play cool, like different lists, right? You know, like I played a different list almost every week. I got a couple of wins out of it. But the problem is I'm playing against all this meta stuff. So just like, it's like, okay, well now it's a struggle. And like, so there's an obvious defect and AMG is not willing to work a little bit. And I'll be honest, like I will flat out just say if they had to ban Scum, just be done with it. Like, I don't like that. But like, if they go, we're never going to change Scum points again. We're just going to, they're here. They're yours. And but they would tweak other stuff. Things would be so much better. Like those new B-Wings that came in are just dirty. You know, like they can be a negative play experience. And I'll tell you what, they are not user friendly. I played them for the first time and I've been playing X-Wing since 2020. And like, I had to sit there and read the cards and we got through 5.5 rounds before, you know, like, I mean, in the long run, I was going to win anyway, but still like, it took like, almost the whole game was 5 rounds, and because I had to read the bloody cards, verify what I was doing, make sure I wasn't like, they're, that's not user friendly. That's not something for a new player to walk into, right? So this is not goodbye. We are not doing a goodbye episode. If for some reason we do officially want to state that we're never going to cast X-Wing again, we will have a final episode. We'll get some people on. We'll talk about it.
We'll have a party.
We'll have a party. I'm not willing to give up on X-Wing personally. Hence why I'm still participating in my local event. Just I'm not going as much as I was going every week. I'm not going every week right now. And summer is coming up, so it's going to be a little harder to be indoors, honestly. I like being outdoors until it hits 100, then I won't. Then I'll go back indoors. When it's like, when it's 75, 80 out, it is nice. I mean, you can see I've been outdoors very much so this weekend. This is not goodbye. This is us just saying, hey, we're going to, we felt the need to provide a little bit of closure because if people are looking for this X-Wing podcast every week and and wondering why the hell are they just casting Unlimited? Why are they not being back involved in X-Wing? And it's just because there isn't a lot to talk about. And if we get something to talk about, we will 100% come back. We'll do an episode about it. Like, we have a standing thing that we will 100% split our time between that and Unlimited. And if they drop a big points thing, we'll do a specific episode only for points or two of them, whatever it takes. And we will stop what the other stuff we're doing and come back. But I just can't foresee us coming on. And like, I'm just angry and I don't want to be angry. And I don't think the guys enjoy listening to me rant and rave about how much I'm really angry with AMG every week. It was cathartic at first, but now I think it's probably, I probably annoyed the piss out of them at this point in my life. So I don't want to lose the friendships I have with people. And I really do not want this game to die. So here's hoping that we will be back in a week or two. And if you haven't checked out our Unlimited podcast, it's the same old three guys. It's still us, man. Like, we still joke around. You can ask us. We even use X-Wing references. We are probably the only Unlimited podcast that uses X-Wing references. And probably 80% of the people that listen to it, they're like, what is this? But it's still us. We're still casting. We're still trying to do things that we love. Unfortunately, it's just X-Wing isn't giving us enough to provide. But if you want to hear about Tanner going on a rant about My Hero Academia, go ahead. I had we had a whole conversation about it an hour ago. So
I when JJ's like, this ship has 5 attack and 6 hull.
Yeah, like, I know. I always say that. I always say that.
It's a habit, right? You know,
it's a habit. Yes.
Oh yeah, no, like I, you know, it's very fun. People should actually probably check that out because it's legitimately a funny podcast. But it's just it's frustrating that there's just nothing to talk about for X-Wing, like at all.
Yeah,
it's just it's just such at a standstill. It's like we can't even like joke around and like just be like, oh, look at this light episode. It's more like, well, we have like 4 hours kind of free on this Sunday. Let's do something semi-productive. And then just ends up being like unlimited for most of the stuff.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't, again, this is not goodbye. I don't want you to all feel like we're running away from X-Wing, because that's by far not what we're doing. And, you know, we will look at local tournament stuff. Like, we're waiting to hear if they're going to give us a store kit again, right? If that creates it, we're waiting to hear if we get a points change. I won't lie and say that if we do have, if we do get like some bigger tournaments, like I know there's one coming up in the UK here in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I think we will. Again, if they have 10 people and it's literally the same list we've talked about, I don't see a point in coming back and saying, hey, by the way, guys, the meta is the same. I feel stupid. I just feel like an idiot at that point, and I don't want to do that. Now, if they have something super cool, or if they have a 100-person tournament, sure, let's come back. Let's talk about it a little bit, because there's still numbers and things to talk about. So I'm not closing the door, but I'm asking you to come check out our Unlimited podcast and give us a little bit of love. And I'm asking, you know, to be patient with us as we have to be patient with AMG.
And that's coming from a guy who just never got into them. Yeah, I would love to continue playing and talking about X-Wing. It's still such an incredible, incredible game.
Yeah, and I got to say, you know, I know that a lot of people kind of get tired of the meta and stuff like that, and I personally have made it a point to try to fly newer archetypes, newer ships that haven't been in the meta before, and I've been having fun with it. I mean Richmond Open was still a lot of fun. There were a lot of people that I got to see that I hadn't seen since December when I went out to PAX. And ultimately those are the people that kind of make it fun, right? You know, you get to enjoy talking with the people and conversing with them and, you know, just having fun with them. And I hope I never lose that. But you know, the game is what helps us enable those events to happen. So I just hope that the game stays around for a long time and it stays fun.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for putting up with us. It was a little bit longer than I thought it would be for this. Like I don't know. There's a lot of emotion. I'm trying to take a calming step back and try to refocus my energy. And what I can say is I will hopefully we will be back in less than a month. That's what I'm hoping. But that's everything's in AMG's hands. Or if we get a player-based community that wants to take up and run everything, then, you know, then it changes, right? You know, if people want to do something and it's actually there's a big draw to it, I'll happily continue to podcast for another 10 years if we have to. I don't know, maybe not 10 years. I'm kind of old, so I have to buy new equipment at some point. Anyway, so, well, thank you again. If you supported us, thank you. Like I said, we're not going away. Continue to support us or Unlimited. And again, we will be 100%. We will be back as soon as we hear something from ANG. But we didn't feel wasting your time was valid to talk about nothing. So as things come in, we'll probably, you know what, maybe we'll come back and talk a little bit about the Canada thing after the Canada thing happens. So that'll be kind of fun because we'll get to talk with them about that. So.
Yeah.
All right. With that being said, thank you all. Have a good night, and we'll see you on the Flippity Flop.
Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.